Oh, Mommy licked it.
I did not.
What's so slimy?
Would you guys shut up? Your dad's in there trying to sleep. Now, here, give me that bacon he licked, and I'll feed it to your dad. Now, you know what to do, right? You pick DJ up from school, and then take him to soccer practice, and then come pick me up at the mall.
Geez, why don't you just buy me, like, a chauffeur jacket and a little cap?
You know, that's all I ever hear from you, isn't it? I need new clothes. Buy me a hat. Buy me a jacket. Me, me, me. I thought you were sleeping.
What, miss hearing my family scream at the top of their lungs in the morning?
Well, you know, it's breakfast time, Dan. I did my best. Gee, you should be thankful nobody was hurt. Oh, is this big pile of dirty clothes on the floor here for me? Oh, honey, and it's not even my birthday.
It was late. I was tired. I was going to pick them up in the morning after a full 4 hours sleep. Where's the towels?
In the washer.
What are they doing in there?
They're taking a ride.
How am I supposed to take a shower? Why do you have to wash all the towels in the house at once?
Just to take you off.
Here, shine this.
It's not like they're dirty or anything. It's not like the towels are dirty. When you take a shower, you're supposed to be clean. The towels are just wet.
Well, then I'll just leave you one towel, and you go ahead and use it over and over until it gets hairier than you are.
Wait a minute. What was that, your report card?
Four C's and a D. Well, at least we know you're doing your best.
Well, I'm just getting to know my teachers.
Oh, I like last year's excuse much better. Remember? I can't concentrate in class because of the asbestos.
Well, what do you want? Better grades or better excuses?
No, no. With grades like that, you'll be able to operate any slurping machine in this town.
So what, am I grounded?
No, just go to school. Follow Becky. She knows where it is.
You let her off mighty damn easy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you ought to start putting some pressure on that girl.
Me?
Yeah, you know, make her do more homework or something.
Okay, well, let me get right on that, Dan, because I just don't have enough to do.
Well, how long are you going to let this go on? I mean, that girl doesn't care about anything.
Well, gee, Dan, let's pretend like you're ever home. What would you do?
Don't start. I'm killing myself down at that shop.
Oh, yeah, like I don't have a job and the restaurant and the kids.
At least you managed to get 8 hours sleep.
Oh, 8 hours. Oh, yeah, that's why I'm so damn chipper in the morning.
What is this about, Roseanne? Clothes, Darlene, what?
No, could you just take me to the restaurant, huh? Could you? Could you do that without us fighting?
Yeah, I think I could manage that.
Fight! And don't use all the toilet paper either. That's our last roll.
Harry Towels. That was a good one.
Well, Well, Jackie, whatever you're here for, just go ahead, borrow it, eat it, use it, or wash it. I don't give a damn.
Jeez, what a mood. I just need a thermos of coffee.
Well, there's the coffee. Knock yourself out.
Okay, thanks. Have you got a thermos?
It's on top of the fridge there.
Okay. Yep. Gotta stay awake on the highway. Trucker's motto. Stay awake. So you want to talk about it?
God, Jackie, don't you have some load of innocent chickens to drop off at the Nugget Factory or something?
Come on. What's the deal? You guys been fighting all the time lately.
No, that isn't true. We only fight when we see each other, which is hardly ever.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just like a combination of the fact that we're both exhausted, and he's such a jerk. Oh, my God, it's Arnie. What's he doing here so early in the morning? Perhaps he dropped by to have sex with you again.
I made a mistake, okay? When are you gonna drop it already?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just crazed. Well, you better get out of here, because pretty soon he's gonna figure out where the door is.
I gotta go. I gotta get on the road anyway. But just take, you know, take it easy. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, is anybody gonna get the door?
Yeah, anybody's on her way.
Well, if you're gonna make a big deal out of it, I'll get it.
Make a big deal out of it?
Don't do me any favors!
Hey, guys. I know it's really early, but I brought Nancy with me, so you'd let me in.
Oh, so, what? You guys are together again, I see.
Forever.
It's official. I'm settling for Arnie.
Now, we're getting hitched, and we wanted you guys to be the first to know.
No, you're not. You come over here every couple of months, say you're gonna get married, but you never do.
This time, it's for real.
You know, I always said I wouldn't get married till I had a little money put away? Well, Nancy's dad gave me $5,000 never to see her again.
You are such a leech.
Get off my back, you tramp.
You're worthless.
You're easy. I smell coffee. Come on, honey.
He rules my world.
That was a bad thing to see.
So you're finally gonna do it, huh?
You got it.
Just a small affair.
Yeah, we want you guys to be like best man and best woman.
I know it's short notice, but you don't have to get a new dress or anything. It's very casual.
Oh, no, it's okay. We'd love to.
Yeah, just name the time and place. We'll be there.
Las Vegas, Nevada. We leave Sunday. We come back Tuesday.
Vegas for 3 days? Jeez, I don't know.
Hey, you guys love Vegas.
Yeah, but we can't afford it right now.
Well, everything's on us. All you gotta do is bring a little money to gamble with.
Hold on, Arnie.
Come on, Dan. Just be the four of us. And if you guys don't go, we won't have any fun.
I can't just close down the shop for 2 days.
I'll get you tickets to see Wayne Newton.
Oh, Wayne, oh, my God!
You know, Arnie, if there was any possible way, we'd love to do it, but we just can't.
Oh, Dan.
Arnie. He said no. Sorry for barging in. Thanks for the coffee.
Please, guys, it'd be like a second honeymoon for
Arnie!
You. What?
I don't think you should grovel.
Why not? I'm good at it.
You ready to go to work?
Well, thank you for answering for both of us, Dan.
You wanted to go?
Yeah, I think it would be a good thing. I think it'd be good for us, Dan.
Well, why don't you say something?
Well, I tried, but you were unstoppable.
You want to just take off and leave the kids?
Yes, Dan, that's all I've ever wanted. Becky can take care of everything around here. Remember, last year I was supposed to go to Vegas, but then you went and screwed everything up.
All right, I made it snow. I closed down O'Hare International Airport. I have that power. Supposed to close down the shop for 2 days.
Well, because you're the boss, and if you don't show up, it's just closed. You know what your problem is, Dan? You just never want to go anywhere.
Hey, I could use a vacation as much as anybody else.
So what's stopping you?
Nothing.
Well, good, then you'd call Arnie and tell him we're going.
Fine.
Fine.
fucking honeymoon!
You're on!
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady. Be a lady tonight.
Yes! All right, yes!
Oh, you're doing good.
Yeah, can't seem to lose.
Great.
Boy, is this machine hot! Yes!
Roseanne Connor from Lanford, Illinois.
Alice Thurber, Ottumwa, Iowa.
Well, nice to meet you.
Yes!
Oh, man, you won again. That's great.
Yeah, I got a system. I walk up and down the aisles until a machine sends off, you know, vibes. Well, this one was humming. Yes!
There she is.
Oh, baby! Ah, right.
Hey, Dan. Alice Thurber, Alice Thurber, my husband, Dan.
Good to meet you, Alice.
Same here.
Yeah, Alice Thurber is having a great night on these machines, Dan.
Alice Thurber is?
Alice Thurber is.
Who's you up the gambling money? Me and Arnie are going to go shoot craps. Kiss for luck.
Hey, Nance, can I get a little more money from you?
What'd you do with what I already gave you?
I bought a hamburger.
Another 20, but make it last. Where's my kiss? Bye, sweetie.
Hey, Dan, can I get 20 from you?
Okay, but not on the lips.
You know, I just want to thank you for coming up here with us. It means so much to Arnie and me.
Oh, it just came at the perfect time, Nancy. Me and Dan really needed to get away. I should be thanking you.
God, you guys have been married like forever, haven't you?
Last May.
Any advice for the newlyweds?
Well, since you and Arnie are paying for the trip and the show and the food and everything, no. Hey, I never did ask you. How did you and Arnie meet?
Remember when he used to work for the water department?
Yeah.
Well, he was reading my meter one day, and I caught him peeping through the blinds at me.
Oh, he still does that.
It was so perverted. So we started dating. One thing led to another. Next thing I know, he's living in my car.
Hey, Alice Thurber?
Doggone it.
Telephone caller, Alice Thurber.
Me and Dan have a system, too.
I gotta study tonight. Oh, don't be stupid.
If he wasn't stupid, he wouldn't be anything.
Drop dead. Well, I'll talk to you later, okay? I love you.
I love you too, Becky.
Oh, darling, don't be jealous. You could have a boyfriend too, you know? Little lipstick, little mascara, big juicy pork chop tied around your neck.
Oh, hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm fine. You want to talk to Becky? Well, she's in your bed right now with Mark. Should I wake him?
Give me the phone!
I'm right here. DJ, go take a bath.
I gotta do a science project.
So do it.
Mom always helps me.
Mom's in Las Vegas, DJ, and she's never coming back.
I gotta make a sundial.
Well, then make a sundial.
I don't know how.
Just find something round.
there. Now take it outside, and when it starts to stink, it's tomorrow.
Dee, do you want to talk to Mom?
No.
No.
Well, Mom, you already called twice today. No. No, Mom, we do too miss you. Well, we would if you'd leave us alone.
Call the kids?
Oh, yeah, they're still there. How the hell do you think this thing works?
Well, you put a quarter in, it drops in, and if it pushes the other quarters off the edge, you get to keep them.
Man, look at that. There's like 100 quarters just waiting to jump off the cliff. Yeah, they got this sucker nailed down pretty good. Okay, we'll do it your way. Give me a quarter, Dan. This will be easy money.
Oh, well, golly, if it looks easy, I bet it is. Here, let me fish out a quarter, and you go get us a big bucket to catch our winnings.
Just give me the quarter. You know, the guy that invented this game must be a moron. Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. Oh, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. Give me another one. Yahoo! Look at that! I won! A quarter! Look at that!
Don't go giving all that back. Walk away a winner. What do you want to do? Craps? Blackjack?
No. Guess again.
Liberace Museum.
Say something sexy, Dan.
We're up $85.
Ooh, let's go to the room.
Could this be happening? No kids, no work. Just you and me?
Dan! Rosie!
And Nancy and Sluggo.
Hey, check it out!
We've converted our craps winnings into actual crap.
Oh, man, you won, too? How does this place stay in business?
Isn't this the worst?
God, I hope so.
Hey, listen, you're my best man, so we gotta go rent me a tux.
Can't you do that by yourself, Arnie?
Come on, Dan, you know I can't do anything by myself.
Oh, go on, Dan.
Later.
Later.
Yeah, and later we're taking you guys out to dinner, and I won't take hell no for an answer. Let's go, Dan.
Honey, remember, I'm wearing white. You should wear white, too.
We're going as virgins.
Rosie, tell me the truth. You saw that woman in there. My boob job's better than her boob job.
You can't compare. It's apples and oranges.
You know, when I first decided to do this, Arnie and I got into a huge fight. I wanted to look like Jamie Lee Curtis. He wanted the Adrienne Barbeaus, but I didn't have enough skin. Okay, look. We've done the buffet thing. We've done the gambling thing. We've done the shopping thing. What do you want to do tonight?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd just like to get Dan and do the alone thing.
Isn't that sweet after all these years?
Yeah, I think we're ready again.
Jimmy.
Come on.
Man, that third dessert's almost always a mistake, Dan.
Yeah, but you definitely got him rethinking the whole all-you-can-eat concept. You keep betting against me, and it's really ticking me off.
Hey, there's no rule against that, Dan. I'm allowed to bet any way I want to bet.
Yeah, but it's like a code, man. You don't bet against your friends.
You play your way, I play mine. Now roll the dice. Hell!
You gonna bet on me now, man?
No way, man. You're bound to lose sometime. Hey, can I borrow another 20?
Miss me, sugar top?
You notice I was gone, Bubble Bud?
Yeah, blow on the dice, baby. Let's shake the joint up.
Are you winning?
Winning, yes. Big winning, big winning. Yay, Dan!
You're winning! Happy dance! Man, you guys are making me me sick. Let's get out of here. Let's all go to a show or something.
Arnie, it's just you and me tonight, honey. They want to be alone.
For what? Oh, I get it. You guys want to go out and get us some wedding gifts, huh? Well, have a good time, Dan. Let's go, honey. Four to points, four.
Dan.
Okay, just give me 1 second, honey. 1 second. Now?
Yeah, now.
Rosie, I'm hot.
So am I.
Rosie, come on, I'm having a real good time here.
Oh, what, like you wouldn't have a good time with me alone up in the room?
Well, if you want to go back to the casino, go back to the casino.
Let's just do what we came up here to do.
You sweet talker, you.
Wait, you got your stuff all over the place. Where am I supposed to put my stuff on the floor?
Yeah, pretend like you're home.
Buddy, there's something wrong with the towel racks. Look, they got fresh, clean towels hanging all over them.
You know, we could have this very same argument back in Lanford.
You're the one that dragged us out here. And just when I started having fun, you dragged me away from it.
Hey, we had a date. And excuse me, but I thought I was more important than that stupid game.
You are, but it wouldn't have killed you to wait a half an hour.
We came here so we could spend time together, Dan. We haven't had 5 minutes alone since we got here.
Well, now we're alone. I, for one, am having a great time.
You know, Dan, we should have took separate vacations. I go to Vegas, and you go to hell.